Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs. Now, here's the host of Our House, Peter Hunt.
Good morning and welcome to Our House. This is Peter Hunt, and the show is brought to you by the continuously updated huntrealestate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. Huntrealestate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA here in Buffalo, Niagara, all across upstate New York, even out to Phoenix, Arizona, and also through our links to Boston, Massachusetts. The show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call them today, 633-3700, and ask one of our skilled mortgage consultants to work with you to find the lowest rate and closing costs for your particular home financing needs and wants. That's our guarantee to you. And also ask about our many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment that allows you at no cost or risk to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash. And in today's very limited inventory and across the whole country, and in terms of the coming out of hopefully the lockdown of our economy, more people will be in the market, and you want to make sure that you compete effectively. And the most effective way to do that is by saying to a seller that the piece of paper that you have in your hand is not a qualification but a mortgage commitment, which is as good as cash. 633-3700 for personalized, customized service that will knock your socks off. Don't forget about the first ever 24/7 365 real estate hotline, the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property listed for sale here in Buffalo, Niagara, all across upstate. Our local number here is 716-631-4800. Enter the street number of the house you want to know about, no matter whose listing it is. Doesn't have to be ours. I drove by a sign the other day that had so much information on it, I don't know how anybody could begin to decipher what they should do first. Here's what you do first. Call 631-4800. Just all you have to do is enter the number, street number of the house you want to know about. The hotline will prompt you with a choice of street name. Select the one you want. You'll hear a brief description, and then you'll be texted a link to a dedicated website on that property, all automatically and just that fast. Anytime in any market we serve on any listing, whether it's ours or any other brokers, and you want to take advantage of that today in this very, very competitive market. This is historically the busiest weekend of the year in the real estate world. But with our current conditions, it's going to be a little less busy, which may be an advantage for you. So I would strongly encourage you to take advantage of technology as it's evolved today, which means that you can do just about, well, you can do everything virtually when it comes to buying and selling a house. All you have to do is go to huntrealestate.com. I'll walk you right straight through that. Call one of our real estate professionals at 633-9400, and you can get a lot of information without even moving off your couch. So try that today. They're available only through Hunt Real Estate ERA. And don't forget about this. If you're thinking about selling your home, remember that only a Hunt Real Estate ERA professional can look in the eye and tell you this, that we will sell your home, or ERA will buy it. Simple as that. 633-9400 for the seller security plan. Hunt Real Estate is the official real estate and relocation provider for our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, and the Rochester Americans. And just learned this morning that was rumored is going to be true, I guess, that the Sabres season is over, but there will be a playoff season for the NHL. And the Buffalo Bills, of course, are busy building their team for the fall. We hope that we'll be back to something close to normal by then. We are broadcast live here at WBEN 9:30 a.m. If you'd like to participate in today's show, all you have to do is call us here in the studio at 803-0930 or 1-800-616-9236 if you're long distance. Star 930 if you're mobile. There's a bunch of ways to listen to this show, and obviously 9:30 a.m., also 98.5 HD3. And you can also listen anywhere in the world at WBEN.com just by punching Listen Live. All the calls coming into us are free, and you can even text us at 30930. So call us today. We have a very special show for you today. Live remote, respecting social distance, is the executive director of Say Yes to Education Buffalo. That, of course, is David Rust. Good morning, David.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks.
You're safe at home, I assume?
I am.
Good. Well, that's where you should be with your family at this weekend anyway. But I'm glad you could join us today because there's a lot to talk about. And I know you have a lot to say, certainly, about what's going on in today's educational world. But before we get into that, tell us a little about Say Yes and how you got here.
So Say Yes, I think, is a really critical part of the infrastructure in our city. And even relating to what's going on in the world today, I mean, coming out of this, the ability to earn a certificate, a two-year degree or a four-year degree, and have a job is going to be more critical than ever, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the unemployment numbers right now locally, they're just staggering, and it's heartbreaking. And as a community, we're going to need to rebound from that and fill jobs, and Say Yes can do that. So we're a place-based initiative here in the city of Buffalo where we fund for all graduates of the Buffalo Public and Charter Schools a certificate, a two-year degree or a four-year degree. So if they finish their high school education, and we're encouraging all students to do that right now, just stay the course. You'll see an op-ed from myself, Dr. Kreider Cash, and five college presidents this week about the importance of students staying this course and moving on to higher ed. If students do that, they can attend any SUNY institution in New York State and 120 private colleges around the country to earn that certificate, two-year degree or four-year degree. That's one key component of our work. And the other, which is, I think, just as important, is the supports and the infrastructure we try and provide to students and families in the Buffalo Public Schools. And specifically, we have social service caseworkers available for families that are in need of food, clothing, shelter, preventive measures in the home. We have mental health clinics in every Buffalo Public School. We were managing Saturday academies live in 21 school buildings. We've since pivoted that to virtually. I'll talk about that a little bit later. But and I could go on mentoring, internships, legal clinics, health clinics. While we're not a silver bullet, for challenges that families may have, we work to align resources so that students are able to focus on their learning when they're in school, and we can support families with the support with the services and programs they may need.
You know, the favorite word in radio and television journalism is the word unpack. You know, you gave me a lot. You packed a lot into that opening statement, David. I'm going to try to unpack a little bit of it. Let's go back to the issue, really the crushing issue. It's on the front page of the Buffalo News this morning. It's everywhere, all the media, and that's, of course, unemployment. We are at some staggering numbers here in Western New York. And if you couple that with the fact that kids can't even go to a school, this has to make the burden on organizations like Say Yes so much more oppressive, really. So how do you begin, and who do you work with, and to try to piece something together for somebody who's unemployed, their kids are now at home? How do you begin to help these people?
Well, I think families and students need our services more than ever now, Peter. I think you can find the good in any situation, and our team has been incredible in pivoting our resources, showing up and providing services to kids, to students and families. And I'll give some tangible examples of that. You know, I noted we employ social service caseworkers as part of our organization. They were deemed essential as part of the New York State's PAWS Act. And they've been there for families. So we're doing home visits every single day. During the COVID crisis, we've had 936 in-person home visits and child well checks since the outbreak. Along with that, we've delivered 570 packages of food, supplies, cleaning supplies, games, toys, you name it, to the families to try and meet their needs during this point in time. Other examples of, you know, where we've tried to innovate and use technology to have a sense of normalcy for families is we've had our community schools and parent center work go virtual. You know, everybody is home right now, and we're using Facebook Live and Zoom. And in fact, if you go on at 10 o'clock today, there's a virtual Saturday Academy, and we're averaging 2,100 participants per Saturdays for these.
Wow, that's great.
Where, you know, families are coming in there, they can get engaging activities like art, music, science. During the week, we've been doing virtual college visits. You know, we've got a lot of one-to-one or group activities online for, you know, updating your resume and job seeking during this point in time. So, you know, I could go on and on with the examples, but we've tried to meet the needs of the community at this point in time. And then from a scholar perspective, we thought it was really important that we reach out, number one, to the seniors right now that are in high school, and also to our current scholars. So we're supporting 2,400 students with college scholarships this year. We're doing one-to-one outreach with each one of those students to say, what do you need right now? What's going on? So the number one need we're seeing emerging is technology and devices. You know, the digital divide is certainly a real thing, Peter. So for students that need a device, we're working to get them a device. And we have a campaign going. And one of the ways we'll probably do business different going forward is for students at a certain income threshold, always try and support them with a device on their way off to a higher education program.
A device, you mean a computer, essentially.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tablet, a computer, yeah. Generally, a laptop is preferable. That's what we're aiming for. You know, we did do a number of desktops as we were scrambling to support our students at the end of the semester with the pivot to distance learning, which wasn't easy for many of them. You know, of the 2,400 students, half have combined family income below $25,000, 70% below $50,000. So, you know, there isn't always just the ability to go buy a tablet. And then there's the connectivity challenge. So the divide does make it very challenging for our students to learn. And I know they're looking forward to getting back to campus life.
So
we're all able to.
So let's go back to the original premise behind Say Yes. It begins with scholarships. That was the original, I guess, the promise, so to speak. If you finish your high school education, you can go to college in one way, shape, or form. Is that still the core of Say Yes?
Absolutely. And I would say it's scholarship plus. So, you know, there's a number of cities around the country right now that are using a scholarship as a driver to boost local workforce. I mean, there's clearly a social impact to it. But there's a real economic impact to it as well. I mean, you know, everybody has the same hopes and dreams, and we believe you can directly correlate a certificate, a two-year degree, or a four-year degree into a family-sustaining wage in this community. And I think that's always proven to be true, you know, backed by Bureau of Labor data. The more education you have, the more likely you are to work, and the more money you're going to make. So, yeah, I mean, and ultimately, I think the greatest measure of our success, Peter, isn't just high school graduation rates. It's not just college completion rates. I'm really interested in what wages are 2 years post-degree completion. And that's a measure that we're starting to add and share because we want there to be a real economic impact for our students to live the life they want here.
Mm-hmm. And that really, the word that's used in the Say Yes model is economic revitalization being kind of the ultimate goal here in our local economy. Certainly, I can't think of a time when that's been more needed than right now. So how do you, I guess, begin to grapple with the enormous challenges that we're all facing? And I mean, I can't imagine that there's ever an end to the demand for the kind of support services, the comprehensive support services that Say Yes provides.
There isn't, no, but, you know, we like growth and we like tackling more. I mean, so the scholarship is one part, but if you're hungry, if you don't have proper food, clothing, shelter, if you have mental health needs, if you have other academic needs, you know, that scholarship a number of years down the road doesn't really matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've worked to try and tackle these challenges comprehensively, Peter, through the launch of multiple programs over the last 8 years. And I'll just give a couple quick examples of comprehensively what we do. I'd mentioned the school-based social service program. We have an early childhood development program where we screen every pre-K student for social and academic readiness when they enter the district so teachers are prepared. I mentioned our community schools work, the signature component of which is 21 Saturday academies, of which last year we had 60,000 individuals come in buildings for extra learning, math and English, but also structured recreation, art, music, science, healthy cooking, wellness programs, et cetera. A mental health clinic in every Buffalo public school. Legal clinics for families with civil legal needs. Last year we added home health care coordination, where we've got caseworkers that deal with students and families' health needs. We have an internship program for our Say Yes College scholars. We have a mentoring program. We have summer camps and extended learning time. And the most recent investment we announced last year was the Buffalo College Success Network. And one of the lessons we learned, Peter, is we scaled all this infrastructure in the Buffalo public schools. Our students, as they entered their college campuses, needed similar supports. So the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which is the largest philanthropic foundation in the world, came behind Buffalo. It was the first direct investment they've ever made in any organization in the city of Buffalo. And they did it because we were doing it together. You know, they didn't invest in just Say Yes. They invested in the Buffalo Public Schools and five colleges. So we could mirror the supports in the Buffalo Public Schools on those college campuses. So we now have mental health clinics and Say Yes success counselors on those campuses. So when students have challenges with, they came to you, Peter, and said, you know, I'm struggling in my math class, I'm hungry, and it's not easy for me to get to school, then, you know, you can help me with the bus pass I would need, linking me to a food pantry, then linking me to the Academic Success Center so I'm better in math, doing better in math. And, again, I note we're not a silver bullet, but it's as comprehensive a pre-K through college completion model that I think you'll find anywhere in the country at this point in time. And we're not done. You know, I think we always want to innovate, evolve, and grow. I'm sure you do in your business. And for us to meet our mission, we want to be able to do as much as possible, Peter. So to me, that means innovation and growth. And I don't find any silver lining in COVID. I know that, you know, there's people that can work from home and have Netflix queues and can get their groceries delivered. And that's not a lot of the families that we're trying to help. I would say some of the things we've learned from COVID is we can carry some of the programmatic elements forward because working virtually and using technology has made it easier to reach some families in some cases. So the one thing we'll take away from this is continuing to try and grow our portfolio, including keeping virtual options for families.
Well, you said so much in that, and I was taking notes here, so I made sure I had things right. But I want to go back to something you said earlier about this year's senior class. Imagine if I was a senior and it's March 1st of 2020, I'm looking forward to all the good things that come about after graduation, working this summer, going away to school perhaps in the fall or going to school someplace in college at some level. And now all of a sudden I'm told to stay home and I've got to try to scramble around to make sure I can keep things going so I can get that degree and I can go on to college, hopefully in one way, shape, or form. How much fallout do you think will happen or is happening right now? Because young people are just saying, what do I do now? Or has your system allowed for kind of a outreach to them and say, don't worry about it, we'll make sure you get through this?
So a couple notes. I'll talk what I'm hearing nationally, what I'm hearing locally, and then what we're doing about it. So this will impact higher ed, no doubt about it. Nationally, institutes of higher education are expecting a 10% reduction in enrollment this fall. As with most things, Buffalo gets hit a little bit harder, and our local college partners are expecting up to a 20% reduction. Wow. One of the difference makers here is, you know, higher ed is achievable in the city of Buffalo because we have generous assistance programs like Say Yes, Pell Grants, and the New York State Tuition Assistance Program. To date, seniors in the Buffalo Public Schools, 94% of them have completed their Say Yes college application, which indicates they're likely to go still. We have also working one-to-one using virtual office hours to help students complete their financial aid forms, including the FAFSA. So we think right now it makes a lot of sense to stay the course and stick to college plans. And this is part of the op-ed you'll see in the Buffalo News this week, and this has been led by the Villa Maria College president, Matt Giordano. But, you know, colleges are nurturing places for young people to stay as the public health situation and the economy rebound. And they'll also be acquiring the skills they need to succeed in what will be a very tough job market. So, you know, college prepares us for the future. As I had mentioned, college graduates get jobs and earn more money. They will be, by earning that degree, whether it's a certificate or anything up to a four-year degree, they'll be better prepared to enter this labor market. You know, I noted the generous financial support. Peter, you and Mary Jo are generous investors in our scholarship fund. You know, good people like you help make this happen for young people, and that's something that separates Buffalo. And I think the college is also a really supportive environment in is what a very uncertain world right now. And, you know, college may be virtual for another 6 months. We'll see. But at some point, life will get back to normal. And for all those reasons, we think our students are much better suited to take advantage of higher ed right now, even if virtual, knowing that there's a lot of good that's going to come from that degree on the back end, Peter.
Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, what you're doing at Say Yes is one of the most incredible efforts I've ever seen in any community. I remember first hearing about this, I believe it was 2011, through Alfonso O'Neill White and Clotilde Dedecker. And, you know, they came to a business group I'm involved with, and they said, you know, there's this program, and we're bringing it to Buffalo, and they went on to explain much of what you've explained already. And it was shocking to me how My first thought was, why hadn't this been thought of before? And assuming it had and just hadn't materialized, how fortunate we were that we were going to be one of the first programs like this in the country. Are there other programs like this around the country, David? And how do we stand relative to what's going on elsewhere in the country?
So a few notes. I'll talk, the Say Yes Network and the broader network. There are Say Yes communities in Syracuse and Cleveland and in North Carolina. And the Brookings Institution did a deep dive report on all the Say Yes communities. And I think Say Yes Buffalo stood for it as the shining star. One note there, I'm really grateful to Syracuse. It's hard to go first on this. And we learned a lot of good lessons from Syracuse. Then second, I'd note Cleveland, who just announced, became the most recent and the final Say Yes city last January. They've got every ingredient there to succeed. A really tremendous community, very similar to ours. In terms of the national landscape, we stand out there too. We are we're the largest backbone / collective impact program model in the country. But there's some other good work happening in the country. So I'd mentioned the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. We're part of a learning community with four other partner communities that they deem to be best in class. So their large urban market is Dallas. Dallas Commit, they're the second largest backbone in the country. They're doing some really impressive work there. The other communities that we learned from are Tacoma and Chattanooga, which are the mid-sized urban markets, and the Rio Grande Valley, which is rural, large, down on the southern border, as you're aware. So,
David, I have to jump in. We have to go to a break, but hold that thought. I want to come back and we'll learn more about Say Yes Buffalo through David Rust after these very important messages from our host, yours.
Hunt has been serving your real estate services needs since 1911. In all that time, Hunt has never lost their commitment to this community, and nothing, including our current challenges, will change that commitment. Hunt will face the challenges as they always have with you, together. Through the power of state-of-the-art technology, they're able to remain open for business at Hunt Mortgage. Call 633-3700 and any of Hunt's mortgage professionals can assist you. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Peter Hunt, and the show is brought to you by the continuously updated huntrealestate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. Huntrealestate.com is the only place on the web where you can find a complete inventory of homes available, not just here in Buffalo, Niagara, but all across upstate, and through our links out to Phoenix, Arizona, and also Boston, Massachusetts. You'll also find access to a complete set of home ownership services at huntrealestate.com, which is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage, and for more information about our exclusive program, among many others, that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to effectively buy the before but live the after, call 633-3700 today and ask for details. Also ask about our pre-purchase commitment, and particularly ask about our second look program. Many of you have been watching a lot of television, obviously, and there's ads all the time about mortgages and call us. We've got this supersonic mortgage. We got this mortgage, that mortgage, et cetera, et cetera. And you may call, and that's never a bad idea. But you really need to know if that's the best deal you're going to get. And there's only one way to know that, and that's through our guarantee, through the second look program. We'll take a look at whatever they've given you, whatever they've shown you, whatever they've offered you. It will make sure it's the best rate you're going to get. And if we can't beat it, we'll give you a gift certificate. So please call today, 633-3700, and ask about our second look program. If you just want to find out anything about real estate, call the Hunt Customer Service Center, the only one of its kind in North America, 633-9400, and ask our customer service rep to effectively answer your question right there or direct it to the appropriate professional, whatever it is that you may need, whether you're considering buying or selling a home, financing a home, insuring a home, or even fixing up the one you have. And remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA professional. I'm on the air today, live remote, with David Rust. Mr. Rust is the executive director of Say Yes to Education Buffalo, which is an extremely important program, perhaps even more important today than ever, given what's going on in our world. Welcome back, David. And I'd like to go right to a question. We have a caller here, David. This is Jim from Tonawanda. Jim, how could we help you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I mean, this program, you can't argue with it. There's all these wonderful cliches and Peter Pan projections about economic development.
Wait. Peter Pan projections?
Yeah, very buttery, rosy. And
No. This is very real stuff, Jim. But go ahead, please.
Well, my concern is, you know, Western New York is riddled with government programs and initiatives.
This is not one of those, okay? Don't confuse things here, Jim.
What if it doesn't go right? What if it needs to be bailed out? What if it doesn't work? I mean, I'm sorry to be so pessimistic.
Well, you know, I think it's a good question, and that goes to the financial underpinnings of Say Yes, and I'm sure David will answer that. But there's no bailout down the road for this program, just so we're clear here, Jim. This is a funded program through volunteers and donations, just so we're clear. Is that okay? I mean,
That's good, but even donations are taxpayer money because those people...
No, they're not taxpayer money. This is private dollars that are going into this, just so we're clear, for the most part. There is some government funding, of course.
Fox, I can't write that off my taxes?
You can write it off your taxes. Sure you can.
Taxpayer money. That's taxpayer money.
Not taxpayer. If you give a donation to Say Yes, it's a charitable donation.
And I deduct it from my fair share of my taxes, of course.
Right. So what are you saying? I don't follow how this is. It wouldn't be deductible then.
Sure. I give them a donation. I deduct it from my taxes. I pay less taxes than I'm supposed to. Somebody else has to pay more.
Well, that's assuming it's a zero-sum game. Hopefully, our government gets more efficient, which I know you'll challenge that one too, and I don't blame you. But the fact of life is here. This is largely an initiative of private individuals. So, and I appreciate your question, Jim. And David, how would you respond to Jim's concern that this is basically a government bailout?
Well, first of all, Jim, we'd welcome your donation. But it is it's a privately funded scholarship promise. You know, so we're working to build a $100 million endowment. We've raised $40 million of that to date plus. So the scholarship promise is privately funded, and it's something that will be here long term so that Buffalo is a city that has college access for our students. To the other point, you know, we employ around 100 people. We continue to grow. We've had no layoffs or furloughs to date. So we're financially sound, and you know we don't have tons of liability. We have no debt. We have no liability. Or, you know, revenue outpaces our expenses, which is right where you want to be. But I fully understand that you know, some of our programs are government funded. There could be a trickle down effect with that. I'm not naive to it. I think we're seeing that across the board, whether private or public sector at this point in time. You know, our response is always to influence what we can, control what we can. We provide really good value. We employ really good people, and we've provided outcomes at every level for this city. So I think us and many of our government partners deem this is really important to the infrastructure in our city, and it's something that we'll work to protect. So all I can go off is, you know, data to date, which is, you know, the scholarship is endowed privately to date. We continue to fundraise for that, and our programs are, at this point, no layoffs, no furloughs, and we've maintained our impact in our team. So,
you know, one of the things that...
Questions if you have them, Jim.
One of the things that Jim touches on is kind of the direct impact to an individual or a family, which if the government's in between almost anything, there's got to be people paid to perform that, as those administrative functions. And so lesser funds actually get to the end user of those benefits, whatever they may be. Whereas with Say Yes, it flows straight through. Obviously, there's costs in running the program, but the fact of life is that, like the latest initiative in terms of the computer initiative that was, I just learned about this past week, was it $260 will fund a computer, is that right? And that's direct, is that correct, David?
Correct, yeah, it is, and the goal of that is to have a device in every single student's hand this fall.
And you know, in today's world, as long as that's our link to the rest of the world, how vital is that? And how when you look out in the community, David, what percentage of the families that you're touching don't have access to that kind of technology? Do you have any idea?
Stav, Peter, there is. I mean, the data we're seeing is that up to 35% of families in the city of Buffalo don't have connectivity right now, which is a big number.
35%. And that would probably include a smartphone, would it not?
Not necessarily would include a smartphone, but those aren't ideal for doing work, right? So if you have a device, you could link your hotspot to your device, your laptop, et cetera. So, you know, after we get the devices in kids' hands, the next comment is connectivity. But we're also working as part of our one of our governing bodies on the connectivity issue and, you know, putting extenders on college campuses. I know SUNY is going to be open for connectivity regardless of what campus you go to. So if you live downtown but you attend Buffalo State, you could go to SUNY Erie to grab connectivity. So our goal is to have a number of locations where, if higher ed remains virtual, that students can go get access to do their work as needed.
You know, this is interesting. Because I the debate right now in higher education is whether or not the schools will open this fall. And that's all across the educational spectrum, but particularly at the college level. And I'm involved with one private school, and we're looking at the losses that will accrue to that school if we don't open. At the same time, the risk is of opening in terms of just the state of mind of people relative to their own health and security. I mean, there's such a disconnect right now that envisioning opening the way schools were in February is almost, it's hard to believe. What are you hearing out there, David, in terms of the students, the seniors now, as they look towards the fall? Obviously, we've got to gear up in terms of technology just in case they don't open, but is this a cause of anxiety among these young people that at last they were going to be off on their own and pursuing a college education, perhaps on a residential basis? Are their dreams dashed, or are we clinging to some hope that there will be something close to normal this fall?
Colleges are planning for three scenarios, as you're probably aware. One would be, you know, life is fully back to normal. Second would be life is fully virtual for an extended period of time. And the third is somewhere in the middle, where courses are online, but there's some activity on campus, things like labs. The desire of all the private colleges that I'm talking to is to have to go back to on-campus learning with social distancing in place. That's also the desire of SUNY. And you'll see that a number of colleges, both local, Hilbert's done that, Syracuse University has done that, others, regional ones, are putting that information out now. I'd say the one caveat is that could be overridden by the governor, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if things are not deemed safe as we get to July and August, then there might be a mandate that learning continues to happen virtually for an extended period. But all of them that I'm talking to would like to get back to campus this fall.
The third kind of pillar in the Say Yes Buffalo model is, of course, stronger public schools. I guess I'm still wrestling my own mind with the fact that they may not be open this fall or open the way we're used to having them open. Where Say Yes fits into that. Unfortunately, we got to go to break here, David, but when we come back, I'd like you to talk about how you envision the continued interaction of Say Yes with Buffalo Public Schools as we go into the potential of not having the schools themselves open this fall. And we'll be right back with more from our house tiers after these important messages.
Hunt has been serving your real estate services needs since 1911. In all that time, Hunt has never lost their commitment to this community, and nothing, including our current challenges, will change that commitment. Hunt will face the challenges as they always have with you, together. Through the power of state-of-the-art technology, they're able to remain open for business at Hunt Mortgage. Call 633-3700 and any of Hunt's mortgage professionals can assist you. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender. Welcome to Our House.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Peter Hunt, and this show is brought to you by the all-new huntrealestate.com. Everything is truly easier for your real estate and homeownership experience. And by the way, these shows are archived at huntrealestate.com. If you want to listen to a past show, all you have to do is go to our blog. It's all there. We even have a podcast, Our House, so that you can go there and also listen to previous shows, and just in case. We have a very special show for you right now. Live remote with me today is the Executive Director of Say Yes to Education Buffalo. That's David Rust. We've been talking about the pillars of Say Yes and what the real impact is, and there's so much to discuss here today. But the third pillar that you've talked about often is the strength of the public schools themselves. David, how do you help to impact that? How do you interact with the public schools themselves to make sure that they're providing that kind of foundational support that will allow a young person to be successful in college?
Well, a couple notes I'll make. First of all, the Buffalo Public Schools deserve a ton of credit for the way they've reacted and responded to COVID, in particular around food service and technology. And then I'll comment on a couple other items. But, you know, they have 28 buildings open multiple days a week so that families can come in and get the food that they need. For those that are not able to go to the school to pick up the full building, there's a team of volunteers that meets over at the Nutrition Center on Delavan to bring food to families. You know, I personally do that as well, one day a week to drop food to homes. And, you know, that's not stuff they're mandated to do. And I really credit that food service team and Dr. Kreiner Cash for his leadership behind that. And I'd also note from a technology perspective, they work to get devices into the hands of every student in grades 3-12 in the Buffalo Public Schools, so that they could learn online with their teachers. So again, those are examples of going far above and beyond to meet the needs of students and you know, things they deserve a lot of credit for. You know, during this point in time, things aren't easy. And you know, I'll fully acknowledge that and I'm pragmatic about where we are. I think regardless of where you live and what home you're in, I think this has proven that, you know, distance learning isn't easy for anyone. And, you know, that certainly impacts the kids and families in the Buffalo Public Schools. I would note when things get back to normal, there is tremendous infrastructure in place in the public schools. The community schools is incredible. You know, I'd noted that earlier. You know, we're finding that when a student comes three times, they're seeing increased academic scores and increased school attendance. When they come three times to their Saturday program, there's an after-school program in every building. There's reduced class size. And I think the district's been really smart about putting some strategic priorities forward, six of them, and budgeting to those six strategic priorities to try and move the needle on education. So they're doing good work in a really tough environment right now, Peter.
Well, you know, I'm delighted to hear that because the mission of this show is to help our listeners protect and enhance their investment in real estate. And one of the first things that comes out of a customer's mouth is, tell me about the school system. Tell me which schools my kids will go to and tell me about the quality of that system, particularly if they're from out of town. And historically, urban public schools across this entire country have been deemed to be not the most desirable. And I've had all of our superintendents on this show ever since we started doing this show, because I think it's important for them to argue their case, in fact, what they're doing to make them attractive places. And I think what Say Yes is doing is an enormous boost to that whole system. We've got a couple callers on the line here, David. Let's take a couple calls. This is Gustav from Williamsville. Gustav, how can we help you?
Thank you. Great show and great program. Has Say Yes statistics since its inception about how many of the kids working in Buffalo upon their graduation from whatever final point?
Interesting question. Do we have enough data yet, David, to go back in time and see what the direct impact of our graduates has been?
So I'll share three data points, Gustav, and then the data point that's coming. So since we launched, graduation rates in the Buffalo Public Schools have increased from 49% to 66% now. So a 17 percentage point increase, not fully attributable to us, but we certainly played a role in that. I think, you know, the driver behind that has been good work in the school district. College matriculation has increased from 57% to 65%. And we have an increase in the number of students that are completing a certificate, a two-year degree, or a four-year degree within 6 years, which is the nationally approved point. I had mentioned earlier that we are moving to now measure wage attainment post-degree completion. I cited that half the families we're supporting, and really half the families in the city, have combined family income below $25,000. Again, that's the number we want to move so that people can live in this community and have a good life in this community. We're working right now to build that through part of the Gates investment. Nobody in the country is measuring that yet, so there's not a place we can learn from, Gustav, but we've got our internal data team working on that as we speak. We had our kickoff meeting on that a couple weeks ago.
So more to come. You know, we do want to know who's staying here, who's working here, and, you know, are they earning a family-sustaining wage?
And I just hope that it helps us dig our way out of this job loss picture as a result of COVID-19 as well. Our next caller is Jay from Buffalo. Jay, how can we help you?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I've been in the Buffalo Public Schools as a person who's a family who's had some skin in the game called Kids in the Buffalo Public School System.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to many meetings over the time, and I would like to know, one of the things I would like to know is, and Peter just mentioned something about this, families asking about the schools. Can you give us the success rates of the kids graduating from different high schools and what their success is in college? I am sure, and because I've had skin in the game here, that if you go to one high school, you have a better chance of succeeding in college because you get the foundation, you get the basics, you learn. Those are things that one school can give and another might not give. And mm-hmm. should be assured that they get an equal chance for their kids.
That's a very, very good question.
The other thing that we...
Go ahead, David. How would you respond to that? Because I think that's kind of the question in many people's minds. And he and Jay is right. There are some people say, if I live on this street, well, the public school that my kids will go to, well, this is it better or worse than the one if I moved on to another street?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I know, Jay. Good to hear from you, Jay. I don't have that data right in front of me, but that's something I can easily pull, Peter. And I think, you know, his point is, I'm sure, accurate, that if you point to pull the city honors, that students are probably persisting and completing to a greater degree than other schools. I would know the district's desire is that, and I'm, you know, not the district, and I don't always feel comfortable speaking on their behalf, but I know the district's strategy has been to try and strengthen the high schools in particular by moving to smaller schools that are more aligned with the regional economic needs. The first graduation rates for those schools since they were launched and reimagined was this June. And, you know, COVID's thrown that up in the air a little bit, but I think that's probably a good question for Dr. Cash down the road.
And we will ask him because it obviously is a it's a huge issue, and this all began, I think, in terms of a public dialogue here in Western New York way back when we created magnet schools and there was the busing issue, and there's been a whole series of means by which I think well-intentioned public servants have tried to level the playing field a little bit and provide a high quality of education to everybody. Having said that, there also has been kind of the groundswell to create other means by which young people can get a public education, for example, charter schools. So there's a bunch of efforts that have been made, and exactly how I don't think Say Yes can really take one side or the other on this. Obviously, you're there to serve all of the high school students, correct?
That's right, yeah. And we're interested in good seats for students, period.
So as in the last few minutes here, David, let's kind of look forward with Say Yes, given the reality of today's situation. Immediately, we've got the summer in front of us, and you've mentioned a couple times some of the things that are going to be going on this summer for students in the Buffalo Public School System. But how go over them again and just kind of relate to exactly where Say Yes fits into all that.
Yeah, so a couple notes. You know, summer this year in the public schools will be virtual, given the governor's mandate. So we've pivoted the traditional summer camps we run, and those will be virtual, with details to be released within a week. We'll also be complementing Buffalo Public Schools summer learning with enrichment opportunities virtually on the back end of their academic offerings. We're working to do a college kickoff virtually, which we've always done in person, for all of our students going off to college each fall. That also will be virtual. And we anticipate having some type of summer bridge and preparatory program for our scholars if they desire it, done in partnership with our local institutes of higher ed, Villa Maria, Medai, UB, Buff State, SUNY Erie, Duville, Bryant, Stratton, doing something together for those students as well, too. You know, this has been working in change management nonstop, you know, trying to plan for potential in-person or
virtual opportunities, and now that we've landed on virtual, the planning begins in earnest.
So as you look at the students that are in higher education right now and they come home for the summer or they're here for the summer, how does Say Yes interact with those young people to keep them on track?
Well, I'd say one note is we always work to rely on the infrastructure that exists. You know, we're never going to be as big as the Buffalo Public Schools or the Institutes of Higher Ed. So we try and fit into the infrastructure with our existing partners and do our part where we can. So one is around technology. I'd mentioned that we are checking in with each of those 2,400 scholars one-to-one. And there's a number of needs that emerge from those, Peter. You know, it's technology, but sometimes it's other things like a shelter, like food, like mental health counseling. So as we do those one-to-one engagements with each of our students, sometimes the students are fine and don't need anything. When they do have needs, we work to link them to all of our existing opportunities and programs. And I think another thing that's important to note is, you know, our students will miss working this summer. Many of them relied on those dollars. You know, internships in person are not always possible right now. So we're trying to think about how we can support our students in that avenue as well, given that they're also impacted by the current economic downturn.
There's no question about that. And it's daunting to consider the level of challenges for these young people and their families right now as we approach the summer when there was so much promise just a couple months ago, which is really kind of shocking when you think about it. As we end the show here, David, how could our listeners help? How could they participate? What could they do given the circumstances that we're in right now or any time?
Yes, I'd ask for those that have the means if they could consider an investment in the current technology campaign we have going. As you had noted, a $260 investment supports both a device for our students and a match to our endowment so that the scholarship is here in perpetuity. I know that that is not feasible for everyone right now, but for those that are able to, you know, we certainly welcome that opportunity to support a young person directly, and every penny goes towards the scholarship and the technology that's needed. The other thing I'd note too is we're doing home visits every single day. You know, we're doing up to 30 home visits a day, which is 150 a week. And our families have needs too. We certainly welcome any donations that families are able, people are able to support our students and families with. And I can give you know, a couple examples of the high impact needs we have, and it's diapers, baby wipes, baby food, thermometers, toilet paper, hand soap, towel, Clorox wipes. You know, any of those items are of high need for our families.
And where would they take them, David?
If they can contact us, we will pick up, or they can drop them off right at our office. We've got a toy drive going with the Treehouse on Elmwood right now where we're able to bring games and toys into kids' families. There's another drive going with Talking Leaves, continue to support small business, to give our scholars gift cards for books on the back end of this. So we can be reached at sayyesbuffalo.org. If you go there, you can see our general web information and our phone number. If anybody is interested in supporting technology, toy drive, basic needs, or books, please reach out, and we would, you know, welcome the opportunity for that assistance.
A strong educational system, good prospects for the future for these young people, are foundation for our community's wealth. And I certainly appreciate, David Rust, everything that you and Say Yes Buffalo are doing. I appreciate you being with us this morning. And I would welcome our listeners' participation in all the ways that David just described. And I'd like to thank you all for being with us this morning. David Rust, thank you again. And I'd like to thank our listeners. We'll be back again next week. And remember, when it comes to real estate, all of upstate is Hunt Country.